from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Good morning. It is Monday, the 16th of December, 2019. And the clock is ticking down, not just for Christmas, but also 2020. Can you believe it? 2019 is almost over. Doesn't the sound of 2020 feel like it's well into the future? I mean, I know it obviously is, but, you know, like, Terminators roaming the planet, futuristic space stuff and all that. No? You're shaking your head, aren't you? It's just hard to believe that 20 years ago, we were all getting ready for the millennium. You remember, right? The world will stop, planes will fall out the sky, power cuts worldwide, all because the experts didn't know how the good old computer systems would handle the end of the year clock going back to 00. But anyway, we all survived, didn't we? The world didn't end, and we are all gathered here today to enjoy each other's company. Anyways, after some great feedback about the short stories last week, that short story episode, motivational, inspirational short stories, you know the one. If you haven't heard it, why not? Listen back. It's still there. So I wanted to do another one of those. People who didn't quit. You know, these are real people that you've probably heard of. You know, they started life as a everyday normal person. But when it came to their dream, when it came to, you know, what they really wanted to do in life, they started to chase it. And eventually, after some mishaps, because everyone has to fail to move themselves forward, they finally made it to their promised land, whatever that looked like. The source of today's episode is themuse.com, so shout out to them, and you should go there and subscribe to their newsletter, because I get an information-packed email in my inbox every day. Right, let's begin. Let us start with an author that I know you have heard of, J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling had just gotten a divorce. She was on government aid and could barely afford to feed her baby back in 1994. That seems a long time ago. So that was just 3 years before the very first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, before that was first published. When she was shopping it out, she was so poor she couldn't afford a computer or even the cost of photocopying the 90,000 word novel. So she manually typed out each version to send to publishers. It was rejected dozens of times until finally Bloomsbury, a small London publisher, gave it a second chance after the CEO's 8-year-old daughter fell in love with it. Now there is something about what makes a small company at the time like Bloomsbury special. How big publishers would have actually given a copy to who the core reader would actually be for a children's book, but an actual child. Could you imagine? Big companies become so corporate. And I wonder how many people at those big corporate firms actually kicked themselves. Even now, the Harry Potter brand is worth something like, I don't know, £25 billion? Not bad, is it? So, on to another author in a completely different genre of book, Mr. Stephen King. Now, Stephen King's story was that he was broke and struggling when he was trying to first write. He lived in a trailer with his wife, also a writer, and they both worked multiple jobs to support their family while pursuing their craft. They were so poor they had to borrow clothes for their wedding and had gotten rid of the telephone because it was too expensive. King received so many rejection letters for his works that he developed a system for collecting them. In his book, On Writing, he recalls, "By the time I was 14, the nail in my wall would no longer support the weight of rejection slips impaled upon it. I replaced the nail with a spike and kept on writing." He received 60 rejections before sending his first short story, The Glass Floor, for just $35. Even his best-selling book, Carrie, it wasn't a hit at first. After dozens of rejections, he finally sold it for a meager advance to Doubleday Publishing, where the hardback sold only 13,000 copies. Soon after, Signet Books signed on the paperback rights for $400,000, $200,000 of which went to King, Success achieved. Our next person is the powerhouse woman, the one, the only, Oprah Winfrey. Oprah's dealt with a lot through her public life. Criticism about her weight, racism, intrusive questions about sexuality, just to name a few. But she never let it get in the way of her ambition and her drive. Personal triumphs are cast in even more of a remarkable light. Growing up, Oprah was repeatedly a victim of sexual abuse and was repeatedly molested by her cousin, an uncle, and a family friend. Later, she became pregnant and gave birth to a child at age 14, who passed away just 2 weeks later. But Oprah persevered, going on to finish high school as an honors student, earning a full scholarship to college, and working her way through the ranks of television, from a local network anchor in Nashville to an international superstar and creator of her own network. On to one of my favorite actors who has recently been in, you know, he's been in the shadows of film and movie, but he's on his way back. The face of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and The Mask, Mr. Jim Carrey. When Carrey was 14 years old, his father lost his job, and his family hit rough times. They moved into a VW van on a relative's lawn, and the young aspiring comedian, who was so dedicated to his craft that he mailed his resume to the Carol Burton show just a few years earlier, at age 10, took an 8-hour-a-day factory job after school to help ends meet. At age 15, Carrey performed his comedy routine on stage for the first time, in a suit that his mum made him. Totally bombed, but he was undeterred. The next year at 16, he quit school to focus on comedy full-time. Carrey moved to LA shortly after, where he would park on the Mulholland Drive every night and visualise his success. One of these nights, he wrote himself a cheque for $10 million for acting service rendered, which he dated for Thanksgiving in 1995. Just for that date, he hit his payday with Dumb and Dumber. He put the deteriorating cheque, which he'd kept the whole time in his wallet, into his father's casket. Our next person is someone who just didn't quit. And if anyone is a fan of KFC out there, you can only thank the pure persistence of the Colonel. Despite the popularity of KFC as a global brand, it wasn't easy for the Colonel to get started. Colonel Harlan Sanders was fired from a variety of jobs throughout his career before he first started cooking chicken in his roadside Shell service station in 1930. When he was 40 years old during the Great Depression, his gas station didn't actually have a restaurant, so he served diners in an attached personal living quarters. Over the next 10 years, he perfected his secret recipe and pressure frying cooking method for his famous fried chicken and moved on to bigger locations. However, as the interstate came through the Kentucky town where the Colonel's restaurant was located in the 1950s, it took away important road traffic, and the Colonel was forced to close his business and retire, essentially broke. Worried about how he was going to survive off the meagre $105 monthly pension check, he set out to find restaurants who would franchise his secret recipe. He wanted a nickel for each piece of chicken sold, and he drove around, sleeping in his car, and was rejected more than 1,000 times before finally finding his first partner. So there we have another selection of some of the world's finest who didn't let the world get them down and continue to chase and work through every issue and problem that was thrown in their face. Could you be the next one of these people? No, I mean, serious. Why wouldn't you want to be the next person? If you really, really want to be, you could. You really could. If you really believe in yourself and your idea or your product or whatever it is you have. But, it's always a big but, in big capital letters. But, look, you just need to start. You need to take that first step. And once you take that first step, you actually find that the second, third, fourth, fifth, etc., etc. step is not actually as bad as you thought it was going to be. So when are you going to make the jump? When are you going to get off your behind, put your dream or your idea before watching the big game, before going out shopping, switching on the Xbox? This all starts with you. And I cannot emphasize enough just how easy this can be for you, for someone who actually really wants it. Do you really want it? I can try and hype you up as much as possible. You can listen to as many motivational podcasts as you like, but unless you take some action, then that hype is just going to fade away again until the next podcast you listen to. I'm waiting here for you. I'm ready to work with you My calendar is always open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go there. You can book a free 30-minute slot. We can discuss your dreams. We can discuss what you want from life. We can look at how you're going to get from your point A to what you see as your point B whilst living your life on a higher level. Why do you not want this? LDLcall.com. Book your slot. Text me 07801-543-515. This is my own personal number. It's ready for, you know, your message coming through and beep, beep. I want to work with you, exclusively with you. Have you even thought about coaching? Did you know that most of the world's most successful CEOs, bosses, managers, teams have had some sort of coaching at some point? If it's good enough for them, don't you think you are also worth it? Hit me up. I'll be waiting for you. You got the hype, you got the motivation, but what are you going to do with it now?
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at learndeveloplive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time. Join the motivation. 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 Motivation.